18. Maracy settled into the couch, her ears ringing from the second explosion. Alex sat beside her, mask down. He tended to lower it when he chewed gum, as he was doing now. Chewing visibly was a cultural taboo for him. Odd. If there was one thing it should be normal to lift a mask for, it was eating. Still, she wrapped her arm around his and let him rest his head on her shoulder. Rusts, it was nice to have him around full-time these days. The early years of their relationship had been 16 different varieties of frustrating. While they waited for Vendel to finish his report to Harmony, Wax talked about meeting the airship and the new ambassador. She felt Alec grow tense at the description.
"This is Da'al the Primary," he explained to the rest of them. "He is very well respected by the hosts."
"I could tell he was important politically," Wax said.
"No, Wax," Maracy said. "Respected by the hosts means he was successful in war."
"So his arrival is a threat," Steris said, nestled against Wax with her notebook out, shoes off, her stockinged feet up to the side in a posture that actually seemed relaxed.
"She's changed so much," Maracy thought.
She could remember a time when Steris wouldn't have dared to take her shoes off in company. She'd have sat with perfect posture, trying to ensure she was holding her tea and saucer level. Maracy had always loved her sister, even when resentment or forced distance had interfered. But she'd never considered Steris pleasant. Not until these recent years. Part of that had been Steris changing, but another part had been realizing that she and Steris had always felt the same burdens, that sense of entrapment.
"I wouldn't say it's a threat, Steris," Alex said. "Not specifically. But if it is true and the consortium has finally been achieved, the five nations agreeing to put a common face northward, then this is a symbol. They send you their best. They want you to know it."
"Their best," Wax said, "and most stern, I assume. He is certainly more unyielding than his predecessor."
"Yes, adjective Waxilium," Alex said, nodding. "They want you to know that they will not be bullied."
"He said," Wax told them, "that one of his goals was to bring the bands of mourning back to his people. Is that still a sore issue?"
"You have no idea," Alex said. "Us agreeing to leave the bands here, it's like we left you with the body of our dead father, yeah? A body that is also a powerful weapon. Nobody liked that decision. Sending him here, having him say he'll get the bands back. This is a symbol, yeah? A statement? They have been too lax with your people, and wish to indicate this laxness will end."
He shifted in place, then lifted his mask.
"Sorry.
You didn't choose this, Alec."
"No," he said, "but I didn't not choose it."
"Dear, yes you did."
Maracy squeezed his arm. "You don't have to take responsibility for everything." He smiled at her, then put his mask down. Footsteps announced what she thought was Vendel returning, but then Wayne burst into the sitting room instead.
"Hey," he said, "you all got blowed up and you didn't wait for me?"
"Waxilium got blowed up," Steris said. "The rest of us merely witnessed it. I think he did it on purpose to annoy you."
"I'm rustin' sure," Wayne said,
narrowing his eyes at Wax.
"You okay, mate?"
"My ears are ringing," Wax said, "and I've been reminded quite profoundly that I'm at least 2 decades past prime exploding age. But I should be fine."
"Glad you're back, Wayne," Maracy said, leaning forward, "because we need to plan."
"Yep, glad to be back," he muttered. "Being the fifth in a room is what every feller wants, yes indeed."
He stomped over to the small serving table and poured a cup of tea, then left the cup on the table and settled down in an easy chair with the entire teapot.
"What?" he said to everyone's stares. "It's almost gone, and I like the spigot part. Fun to drink out of."
He demonstrated, which made Steris put her hand to her face.
Maracy sighed, but didn't say anything. If he was sitting, then he was less likely to steal something. She did check her pocketbook, just in case.
All right, she said to the group. I have the bones of a plan, imitating the cycle to lead a local gang with a delivery scheduled to Bilming.
Wax leaned forward.
Are we sure that interrogating the current captives won't be enough?
They seemed like local flunkies, Maracy said.
Who will barely know anything, Wax agreed. So you'll want some constables on your sting, ready to capture any Metalborn.
I keep telling Reddy we need a specialist team, Maracy said. A squad just for dealing with Metalborn. He keeps resisting. I think he considers us that squad.
As those words hung in the air, Vendel finally strode in, shaking his head.
I have, he said, been reordered to avail myself to you with much urgency in your current plans.
What did he say? Maracy asked. Does he know anything about the explosion?
Harmony is worried.
Vendel paused.
Trellium has a repulsing effect on other forms of investiture. Merely touching it to harmonium is dangerous, but doing as you did, heating and stretching the harmonium first, created what he called an invested matter-energy transference. That's very bad.
Did the news surprise him? Wax asked. Did Harmony seem shocked we were able to do this, or did he expect it?
I couldn't tell, Vendel said. He only said what I've relayed. More than that, well, Harmony can be difficult to read. I suppose I don't need to tell you that. Did he send you a note, Lord Waxillium?
Yes, Wax said. I think he implied that I should make an earring out of Trellium.
Whatever for? Maracy said, frowning.
I don't know, Wax replied. I think he's trying to get me interested since I've ignored his last couple of invitations to commune with him.
This time it's different, Waxillium, Vendel said softly. This time Harmony is frightened.
The room fell silent, aside from Wayne slurping his tea through the nozzle of the teapot. Maracy thought she saw him adding something from his flask to it, and she tried not to let that make her nauseous. Who spiked tea? He's hurting, she thought. The breakup is final. Rusts, despite everything else going on, she decided to find time to take him out to that noodle place he loved. Bring along a few of the other constables that he liked. Remind him he had friends.
My sting needs to happen soon, she said to the room. The book says the next shipment to Bilming is to go out in 3 days, and I want to be ready.
It's a good plan, Maracy, Wax said. Steris and I have something we can work on while you're planning.
Talking to Harmony? She asked.
Maybe, he said, seeming distant. I haven't decided if I'm going to respond to him yet.
Curiously, he didn't indicate he wanted to be part of her mission. She'd have let him in, but she couldn't quite get a handle on Wax these days. The way he'd hung those rough's coats in the entryway had an air of finality, like a shrine to his old life. That said, when his deputized status had come up for renewal last year, he'd asked Reddy to maintain his position. Wax glanced at Steris, who was leaning against him as she scribbled notes.
We thought of something earlier, he said to Maracy. It's vital that we know if the Set has discovered the explosive potential of mixing harmonium and trellium. We're going to do research to see what we can find.
Sounds good, Maracy said, nodding.
Well, that confirmed it. A few years ago, she might have been happy to hear he was staying out of her investigation, but she'd quashed that feeling. She was proud of not letting his shadow, long though it was, blot out her accomplishments. Besides, she'd had her chance to become the hero in Wax's place. She'd held the bands of mourning herself before turning them over to Wax. That simply wasn't who she was. So today, she was sad to hear he wouldn't join her, even worried as she realized she'd assumed he would be there on this one. If she actually had a chance at high-level members of the Set, well, this could finally break the case open and lead to answers. But she couldn't force him. shouldn't force him. If he wasn't feeling as spry as he once had, then who was she to object?
I'll go and do some more listening to those fellows in prison, Wayne said. Bendel, you want to come with? Maybe I could give you tips on your accent.
Master Wayne, he said, I am an immortal conjurer with hundreds of years of experience doing impersonations.
And you always sound snide and upper class, Wayne said, in every body I've seen you use. So, want some tips or not, mate?
He sighed. Harmony did directly order me to be about this. Ugh, fieldwork is so distasteful. But I suppose I can't say no.
Marcy glanced at Wax, who had settled back on the couch, thoughtful, holding the envelope that Harmony had sent him.
All right, then, she said. Let's get to it.